Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jack Medina, and he's going to be here in Atlantic on Friday night. So good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you are the same. And I have a feeling that you're pretty much good almost every day, because that's kind of your life. Let's talk about, let's start with some background, Jack, to kind of get us to where you are today. You know, when you were growing up, what did you study? Some of those kind of background things, Jack.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to San Jose State University, and I won awards in four sports, football, baseball, gymnastics, and I have a black belt in judo. And then I began a 46-year coaching career. I coached football for 15 years, and I coached Olympic-level gymnastics for 46 years now. And so my whole life has been working with kids.
I guess, and different kinds of sports. And, you know, when you mentioned gymnastics, there's one person whose name should ring a bell with quite a few people that you worked with.
Oh, well, Kathy Rigby was one of them. Kathy was the number one gymnast at the 1972 Olympics. And then Kathy started, after she retired, after the 72 Olympics, she started a summer gymnastic camp for girls. And I was the coach that she invited to come and run that camp for her for the next 4 years.
Oh, wonderful. So you had a good relationship when you were working with her to get her ready to get to the Olympics. And what do you have any idea what she's doing now?
No, I don't. You know, she was in Peter Pan. In fact, as far as I know, she may still be playing in Peter Pan.
May still be flying around, Jack?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you also worked with some professional football teams?
Yeah, I worked as a strength and flexibility advisor with a company called Fitness Motivation Institute, and I worked with the Raiders, Rams, Seahawks, Dallas Cowboys under John Madden, Chuck Knox, George Allen, Tom Landry, the great coaches of the world I've had a chance to work with. And then gymnastics-wise, I worked with the Japanese Olympic team, which were five-time Olympic world champions. And so I've had a chance to be around some really great people and learn an awful lot, especially about nutrition and exercise and all the stuff that we're going to talk about Friday night when I speak.
All right. Now, Jack, I'm sure somebody had said to you early on, you should write a book, and in fact, you have.
Yeah, I've written four of them, but the one that we're going to talk about is it's called The Winning Edge, Fueling and Training the Body for Peak Performance. And I just tell everybody it's a great book. It's dedicated to a little girl that I coached for 4 years at the Kathy Rigby camp. I started coaching when she was 10. At age 14, I thought she was good enough to make the United States Olympic team. But her first day in high school, some girls told her she was too fat to be a gymnast. Aww. They got her on diet pills. 3 weeks later, she was admitted to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Southern California in a severe state of anorexia or starvation. And 3 weeks later, at age 14, Ellen died. And the last three words she said before she breathed her last breath was, "Get me, honcho." That's me. That's my nickname. And, you know, 46 years ago, what I know about nutrition. So over Ellen's gravesite, I made a promise to that little girl that I would find out what went wrong inside her body. And I started studying nutrition and exercise physiology, and I found out what went wrong. And I've dedicated the rest of my life to that little girl.
Excellent.
So that book is full of wonderful sports stories. It's also got everything in it, from diets and why they don't work, to what happens inside the body during a low-calorie diet, to energy systems, and great sports stories for motivation.
All right. And I know lots of people will be interested in those stories. And when this book is called Fueling and Training the Body for Peak Performance, I'm thinking, how does that apply to me? I'm not going to train to be any kind of athlete.
No, but you know what? You're training for peak performance in your daily life, and that's what we're talking about. So we're not just talking to the athletes, although we want parents to bring the kids and bring the athletes and get the coaches there if you can, for goodness sake. So there's so much misinformation out there about the supplement industry, and we're going to talk about that a great deal. But I'm talking about fueling and training the body for peak performance, and that's you and me. I'm 75 years old, so I'm talking about getting myself ready for peak performance, and you too, and anybody else that comes to the meeting.
Okay, and you mentioned nutrition, an important part in our lives, exercise. But I know you've also visited or talked with folks in businesses and big corporations and so on, and for them and for a lot of us, you know, stress management is a big problem.
It is. But you know what? The stress management has to do with what we put in our bodies, too. If you put lousy fuel in your body, then you put your body under terrible stress. And that's what people feel. So we want people to understand, or I want people to understand, that if they just do the three or four things that they need to do in moderation, they exercise, they get plenty of rest, they drink lots of water, they do these things that they need to do, and they eat good. If they can learn to just do those things good in moderation, we can change people's lives inside out, and that's really what we're going to try to do. And people that come Friday night are going to laugh, I'll guarantee it, and they'll probably cry a few tears, too. We'll have a great time.
All right. Well, just starting with your story about this young woman who died, I mean, there's the background for some tears right there. Really, really sad. And then you've talked about some of these myths and so on, and we keep hearing about some of our sports heroes and the kinds of things that they think they have to do to win, to be the best. And I have a feeling you're saying that's not needed.
Well, you know, if you do the right things, you can. I don't have any problem with winning. I mean, that's what life is all about. But the idea is that they are coaches and athletes today are misled about all this, the supplements and stuff that are on the market that's supposed to help them get more muscle and stuff. And we're going to talk about that on Friday night. We're going to talk about creatine. We're going to talk about protein supplements and how do you build a muscle, energy systems, and which one does what, and how to train it. And we're going to talk about just the things that you and I need to know and us as parents need to know to work with our kids and help them be more successful and be winners.
And when you say parents, I'm thinking it would be good if a lot of grandparents showed up too.
It would be good if we have the kids that are there, the parents are there, and the grandkids are there. I had a little girl come up to me after the meeting I did in Louisville, Kentucky about a month ago. She was 10 years old. She came to the meeting. Her mother brought her. The little girl did not want to come to the meeting, and I asked her, I said, do you want to be here tonight? And she said, no. And I said, well, after the meeting, would you come up and tell me whether you like the talk or not? She came right up after the talk and put her arms around me and gave me a big hug, and she said, I'm so glad I came tonight, honcho. And that's from a 10-year-old girl. So that's what we're going to do. I have a little saying that I use every day, Levon, goes like this. It goes, light yourself on fire, and people will come to see you burn. Ooh. And that's what I try to do. I light myself on with the fire, enthusiasm, and people come to hear me speak.
Okay. And you are a professional in terms of in so many areas, but speaking, of course, is one of them. You mentioned earlier you've traveled all over the world.
Yeah, I've lectured all over the world, and I really enjoy it. I don't enjoy the travel and all the hotels and stuff, but I love teaching. And I think I'll teach till the day I die. I'm only 75 years old, so I got a long way to go yet.
No, hey, I love that. I'm only 75. Too many people are saying, 75, that's old. But it's all a matter of perspective.
Right. I just started my second life.
All right, yes. And you want to mention, if somebody doesn't get to come tomorrow night, we're hoping lots of folks will. And that's at, by the way, we haven't said, it's at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall starting at 7 o'clock, and we'll mention that again here in just a little bit. Are your books available other places besides at the meetings?
Yeah, well, they'll be available after the meeting. They can also go to my website, which is www.jackmedina.com. And they can click on articles and newsletters that I've written, and they can click on the books that I recommend. My books are there. They can just go to my website, www.jack@jackmedina.com.
Okay. And Jack, of course, is spelled the usual way. Medina is Medina. So Jack
That's
Medina,
correct.
altogether.com. And you can learn more about Jack and take a look at his books.
And my book's on Amazon also, I think.
All right. So it's good to know where you can get those. And, you know, I'm thinking, although I've tried not to think too much about it, but Christmas is coming. And some of these books would be a great gift for anybody, but I'm thinking especially a young person might really be motivated by reading one of these books.
Well, I think so. You know, what's really interesting is that I wrote the books, the way I speak. I did not write it the way you would write a textbook. So they're fun reading. How to make life work, doing the things that we need to do to be successful. And, I've always believed that if a kid goes out and they gave me everything they got on every single play that they participated in, then they're winners. It doesn't matter what the score is.
Okay.
You know, sometimes as long as you get beat by somebody that's better than you, you know, you don't want to get beat by somebody that's worse than you.
You bet. Well, Jack, we've enjoyed visiting with you. Jack Medina, he's going to be in Atlantic this evening, November 14th, 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall. If you have any questions, you could call Lee or Jeannie Williams, and you'll find them in the WIOTA section of the phone book. So, again, we want to thank you very much, Jack Medina, for visiting with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I hope I get a chance to meet you personally on Friday night.
All right. Here's the thought. It's never too late to be happy, but it's all up to you and no one else.